So, what was the life of a journalist in Southwest Virginia like during the time of James Taylor Adams?
Journalism used to be dominated by men, so you didn't have women. That would dictate, you know, the kinds of things that were written and how they were written. It was probably a slow-moving process because obviously you didn't have the internet and you didn't have phones, so you're talking about moving from place to place, particularly in Southwest Virginia, particularly in a rural area. You're talking about traveling by horse or buggy or train if you're going from a place like Abingdon to a place like Norton. And I imagine, just like today, you would have people you could count on for information, you would have your contacts, but I would say life was pretty hard for a journalist back then. I mean, it wasn't a high-paying position, and again, you were jockeying for space like everybody else on newspapers, in newspapers. And it was probably difficult, I would say it would be difficult to get people to talk to you, because people would probably be mistrustful of
Which still can kind of be an issue.
Yes, and it still can today, yes.